Masechtas Brachas, Perek Hay, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah discusses certain types of tefillas that have a forbidden wording. Ha'aymer al-kan tzipar yagir achamecha. Someone that says, al-kan tzipar, on a bird's nest, yagir achamecha, your mercy reaches, that it's referring to the mitzvah of Shuloch HaKan, that we have a mitzvah to send away the mother bird before taking the eggs or the baby chicks in the nest. And someone might mistakenly say that Hashem gave us this mitzvah because of the rachmanus, the mercy that Hashem has on the mother bird, that it shouldn't see the its nest being raided. And someone's davening that just like Hashem has mercy on the nest, He should have mercy on us. So it's a mistake, and the Mishnah is going to say that one should not daven like that, because really the mitzvahs are just a gzeiras malach, they're a command of the king, and we don't necessarily understand the deeper meanings. I believe the Ramban and Chumash says that it's not because of necessarily Hashem's mercy on the bird, but it's rather to teach us that we have to be merciful. So there is some level of mistake that he's making in this phrase, and he should not say it. And the next phrase, a different tefillah, if someone says, Al toiv yizachar shmecha, on the good things we should remember Hashem's name. So this is also as an implication that he's only crediting Hashem for things that he thinks are good, but other things he doesn't credit Hashem for, and therefore it's not a correct way to give thanks to Hashem. And another phrase, Maidim, Maidim. Someone says the words Maidim twice in Shemot Esrei by the Baruch of Maidim. He's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, we thank. So saying it twice implies that he's thanking to two different powers, and Chas V'Shalom is maybe addressing another power other than Hashem. So all three of these phrases, the Mishnah says, Mishasked, I say, we have to silence someone that says these things. So not just is it not appropriate and he shouldn't be saying it, but even bystanders should silence a person from saying such things. The Mishnah continues, Ha'ayber lefnei ateva, someone that goes up to the Amid to be the Chazan, and he's saying over Chazar Sashatz, he's saying the repetition of Shemana Esrei, V'tah, and he made a mistake, and he messed up the wording, and he lost his place, and he can't continue Chazar Sashatz. He lost his flow of the tefillah. This was more common in times when they didn't have printed Siddurim, and he wasn't capable of continuing Shemana Esrei. So Yavar Acher Taftav, someone else should go up in his place and continue the Chazar Sashatz. V'leihe Sarban V'ayis Hashah, and one shouldn't refuse and delay from going up at this time, although generally it is appropriate to be hesitant to be the Chazan, but at this time, where they're in the middle of Chazar Sashatz, he should go up immediately to continue. Minayin Humaskal, where does he begin from? When the second person where he takes over, where does he start saying over the Chazar Sashatz from? Mitchilas HaBracha Shetah Ba, from the beginning of the bracha that the first Chazan messed up and lost the place in the middle, so he should go back to the beginning of that bracha and continue Chazar Sashatz from there. Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah discusses a Chazan and how he should act regarding a Birchus Kahanim that takes place in the middle of Chazar Sashatz. So the Mishnah says, Ha'ayr lefnei ateva, someone that goes up to the Amid to be the Chazan and he's in the middle of Chazar Sashatz, La yana achar kahanim amin. He should not respond to the kahanim's bracha after each phrase, the three phrases of the bracha, Yivrechecha Hashem, Yar Hashem panav ilecha, Yisa Hashem panav ilecha. He shouldn't respond amin. La yana achar kahanim amin. The chazan should not respond amin after the phrases of the bracha, mipnei terif, because it could cause him to get confused. He's in the middle of repeating the Shemoneh Esrei, and he calls out the different psukim to the kahanim, Yivrechecha, Yair, Yisa, and he has to keep track of where they're holding, so he shouldn't say Amen, so he shouldn't lose track of where they're holding. Vim Ein Sham Kain Elohu, what if there's no other Kain except for the Chazan? He's the one and only Kain in the room. Lo Yisas Kapav, he should not lift his hands to Duchen, to give Brichas Kanim, he should not, they should skip Brichas Kanim, he shouldn't do that, because saying the Brichas Kanim may cause him to lose his train of thought in the Chazar Sashatz, and he won't be able to continue the Shemoneh Esrei, because there was a break in his normal routine of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, it's better that they should skip Birchas Kohanim than to have him give the brachas, because he may not be able to pick up where he left off and continue Chazaras HaShatz. Again, this was more common when they didn't have Siddurim. V'im Havtachasein, Shehu Naisei Es Kapa V'chayzel Tefilasei, if he's guaranteed, he's assured of himself, that he's confident he can continue Shemoneh Esrei where he left off, and he won't get confused by saying Birchas Kohanim in the middle, then Rashai, it's Mutter, he's allowed to say, if he's the only kind, he's allowed to say the Birchas Kohanim in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei himself, because he's confident that he won't get mixed up and he'll be able to continue the Chazer Sashatz. And the Mishnah Berurah does say that nowadays that we have Siddurim in front of us, and so by use of the Siddur, the Chazan is confident that he'll be able to flow back into the Chazer Sashatz afterwards, so then he will be able to, being the only kain, the Chazan will be able to do the Birchas Kohanim himself in the middle of Chazer Sashatz.